Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Today the Mishnah Yomi begins the second perek of Maaserot. Haya over b'shuk. Someone is passing through the shuk. The Bartnura fills in an important detail. He's an Ama Aretz who's chashud ala Maaserot. So a bit of background. We might recall if we've learned Masechet Demai, that there was an enactment called Demai, which literally means Da Mai. This, what is it? Is this produce tithed or not tithed? The problem was the Ama Aretz were not always reliable in separating all the tithes. And that Masechta, the Mishnah had explained, they were afraid of Truma. They were very careful with Trumas. So they would take the Truma, but they wouldn't always separate Meiser. That's a problem. There's also a Trumat Meiser in the Meiser Rishon. So there's a whole Masechta Demai about this issue. So in this case, he's walking to the shuk and he has some ta'anim. V'amar tzlu lechem ta'anim. You can take some of my ta'anim. Here, have some free ta'anim. Ochlin upiturin. You can eat his ta'anim and they're pater from separating Meiser. It's important to note he's merely passing through the shuk. He's not setting up shop in the shuk and selling these ta'anim. He's just passing through his field, and he happened to bring some ta'anim, and he gives you some free ta'anim. So these are a snack. If he had sold them, it would be a koveya lemaiser, and you would have to tie them if they went took them home. And then he gave you, from the ones he took home, they'd be koveya lemaiser, and you'd have to tie them before eating them as a snack. Lefichach, therefore, mechanisu lebateihim, if the people who got the free ta'anim from the Aretz bring them home, mitoknim vadai, they have to separate the tithes as a vadai, not just out of doubt that maybe this Amaretz did or didn't separate tithes, but we know for sure he didn't because he's giving away free to Einim on his way back from the fields. We did not separate any of the tithes yet, so you have to separate all of the tithes. Now, the Mishnah proceeds, Tlu v'echnisu levateihim, here, take some figs and bring them home with you. Lo yochlu mehem arai, don't eat them as a snack. What he's saying is he probably already brought them home. And he says, here, I brought these home. You have some too. Take them home with you. So if he already brought them home, then you already need to separate Meiser from them. And this man is an Ama Aretz. The Mishnah says, Lefichach, if they bring them to their own homes, they don't separate all of the tithes as if they were certainly Chayev. They separate them as Demai. Because again, the Ama Aretz typically separate, but maybe not always. So the method we talked about in Masechta Demai is we assume they got the Truma Gedola, beautiful, but they didn't necessarily get the Meiser Rishon, so you'd have to separate the Meiser Rishon and then separate the Trumat Meiser, 10% of the Meiser Rishon to give to a Kohen. But since we're not sure that Meiser Rishon really belongs to a Levi, or maybe he already gave Meiser Rishon, you wouldn't have to give it to a Levi. So see Masechta Demai for further info. Good. Mishnah Beit. Hayu yoshvim b'shar o b'chanut. They were sitting together at the gate or in a store. The Amar, and one of them says, and the Bartnura says, this is the owner of the property. It's his courtyard. It's his store. He says, take some dates. Eat some dates. Ochlein epaturim. You can eat them as a snack and they're potter. Because after all, you haven't brought them home yet, even if they're in the property of someone else. But the owner of the property, he is chayav to take meiser because lemaisa he's brought it into his own rishus. Now it's not exactly his house, but the assumption is his store or his shar, his gate of his property is good enough. But Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. He's poter. He exempts the owner of the property unless he's turning his face away. Or he's changing the place he sits. What Rabbi Yehuda means by this is if he's really at the gate, or really at the store in front of all the customers, he'd be embarrassed to eat in front of them. So if he's just having a snack with the guys, he's having some peanuts on the counter with all the guys at the bar, whatever it is, that's not koveya lemaiser. That's not a formal eating for the owner of the property. It's only if he goes, you know, somewhere more private to eat something, that would be koveya meiser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shkoyach, Rabosai.